Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
There are standards that make the playing field equal for those who may be considered the underdog. For instance, on the field, there's only 11 players for each football team that engages in the contest. This standard must be met regardless of those who are on the sidelines waiting to play. And the dimensions of the field are going to always be the same for everyone. It'll be 100 yards from goal to goal, and although we may not always think the same rule book is being used by the officials, it is. Those standards make the game fair. The truth of the matter is that those standards make the game possible. Without them, the sport would crumble. No one would want to play if the rules were tossed out, if the opposing team had twice as many substitutes as our team. We wouldn't want the standard to change, allowing them to play more players than we could. If the same penalty didn't apply to both teams, who'd want to play the game? We see clearly in this example how essential standards are to play a game, to conduct a fair game in any sport. Is it difficult for us to see the necessity of a standard regarding our lives, our salvation, or our living righteously before God? In our study today, we hope to investigate some of the standards that are absolute essentials in the Christian faith.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on.
Standards. That's what we're considering in our lesson today. Society has rules that uphold a standard. We cannot steal without breaking the law, because the law in our society upholds the moral standard that it is wrong to steal. No matter on what level or by whom, this law is applicable. Just like our example of the game of football, well, the rules in the field are set to a standard that has been applied to that game. Those standards make things right and fair for all who engage in it. The very same principle applies to the spiritual things of life. God has set some standards by which his disciples must live to please him. These principles make it possible for anyone at any time living in any culture or place to live pleasing to the Father, because the standard is upheld and maintained. Let's consider just a few of the absolute essentials of our faith. Listen to this standard set by Jesus. Unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Jesus was referring to the faith in Him to be the Savior of the world, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Given in different words, but with the same meaning, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. Many other references could be given to support this absolute fact of the Christian faith. It is not possible to be pleasing to God and not to have faith in the divinity of Jesus, which testifies to the truth that he is the Christ. When the Apostle Peter preached the first gospel sermon declaring salvation in the name of Jesus, and that happened on the day of Pentecost, there were thousands of people who heard the message that Jesus was the Lord and the Christ, whom they had crucified. When the people asked what they could do about their sin, the Apostle Peter gave a standard for anyone and everyone to this present day. He said to the believing sinners, repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. About 3,000 were obedient to the command given to the apostle that day. A standard was set in response to the guilt of one's sin, offer of having those sins forgiven. The same instruction was given to everyone present. We're not told how many did not respond that day. We are told, and we do know, that those who received it were about 3,000 who believed the message, and that standard was set for each one of them. They all had to repent of their sins, and that was to turn from rejecting their witness to the truth that Jesus was indeed the crucified and risen Lord, accepting him as Savior and King of their lives. They were all immersed in the waters of baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they received the forgiveness of their sins. When we read through some of the Apostle Paul's letters to the various churches in the Roman Empire, we find some very similar instructions being given. And why? Because the same standard applied to the church at Corinth as it did to the church in Rome. Christians in the city of Ephesus were commanded not to commit any sexually immoral sins. About the exact same list of sins is given to the churches who resided in the region of Galatia. Reading the scriptures will convince all readers of the absolutes that God has given regarding saving faith. When James wrote about practical Christian living, he spoke to us as well as the Christians who were alive back that day, who received his letter for the very first time. And we hear his words about living by the standard that God has set for his people. James chapter 3, 11 and 12, it says, can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? Can a fig tree bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Our message today has been given to stimulate our thinking about the absolutes that God has established concerning our salvation and spiritual life. We haven't considered everything, but we have, hopefully, shared enough to make us aware of the fact that God has set standards. That standard is set for us today as it was for Christians of the first century. And so please consider whether or not you will or have been accepting the standards that God has set for you.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.